Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, May 30th, 2014. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we're getting all the news dumps that the administration is hoping you'll all have forgotten about by next Monday. And, of course, the big news today, of course, is that VA Director Shinseki went into a meeting at the White House this morning, apparently committed seppuku right on the carpet in front of the president's desk there. He's resigned. Obama has regretfully accepted the resignation. And, of course, what this means, the message we're getting from the corporate media propagandists is now we are all supposed to think the bad guy has been punished and the problem will go away. And, of course, that is complete and utter nonsense. As John Stewart illustrated last week on The Daily Show, the U.S. government has always shortchanged the veterans. It's a systemic issue, and changing the guy who's at the top of the VA is probably not going to change any of the policies. Okay? Now, it has been documented that Obama did know about this problem all the way back in 2008. So when he gets up there in his speech and he says, this is unacceptable, what he means is it's unacceptable that we the people found out about all this stuff, especially in an election year. Now, another one of the people who are fleeing the sinking ship is Jay Carney, White House press spokeslug. Guess he had just his fill of bovine excrement that he was expected to regurgitate onto the media. There have been mutterings and rumors for several weeks he was getting ready to leave, but apparently today is he's stepping out. They've already named a new press spokesperson, whose job it will be to stand there with their hair on fire, insisting they cannot smell any smoke. And if you go back and you look at some of the White House press spokespeople, it is a very stressful job. Back in the Clinton years, it was a big scandal how Dee Dee Myers, right after the death of Vincent Foster, she just developed this huge drinking problem that was a DUI, and they had to let her go as well. So I guess it's not easy getting up there and just bald-faced lying to 330 million of your fellow Americans and get paid for it. So anyway, as I mentioned earlier, and we linked to a report in the Washington Times confirming that even Veterans Affairs officials were telling Obama as he came into office in 2008 that they should not be trusting any of these reported wait times that the facilities were reporting, that there was a known problem all the way throughout. And nobody really did anything about it until we, the people, found out. And that is where the importance of the independent media comes in. Because the corporate media didn't do this until a whistleblower came forward and we made a big stink about it here in the independent media. And then they said, oh, well, this is a big story. We got to cover it here. And I think, in one way, Obama was using Shinseki as a distraction, because if you notice, the corporate media isn't talking about the IRS targeting of dissidents anymore. They've stopped talking about Benghazi. They're certainly not reporting on what's going on over in Libya. There's only very filtered reports coming out about what's going on in Ukraine. We'll be getting into that a little bit. But as you're probably already aware, the Obama administration is trying to find some way they can censor or classify this supposed legal document that says it's perfectly legal and constitutional for the President of the United States of America to kill American citizens anywhere in the world if they're only suspected of supporting terrorism. No trial by jury, no due process, no opportunity for a defense, no judge. No jury, just executioner. Now, I think probably most of us who study the Constitution understand there really is no way to do that. So what the Obama administration did is stand up and say, we have this legal document prepared by this attorney that says, yes, I can do this, and you have to believe this because a lawyer made this. That's a rather weak argument in our current culture. And a week ago, they said, yes, we will let the public see this memo to satisfy them that it is legal for the president to simply knock us off whenever he feels like it. And obviously, they've had second thoughts, and now they're trying to classify it and provide only a summary to spin new lies, and the summary will be, yes, this document says it's legal, and that's all you need to know. Now, getting over to the Chilkat inquiry, which is looking into just how it was that Britain wound up getting suckered into this war in Iraq, which killed a lot of their young people, wounded a lot of their young people. We know, going back, there were no nuclear weapons of mass destruction. There were no mobile biological weapons laboratories. It was all just made up out of thin air. We know about Tony Blair's dodgy dossier and all the other fakery that was going on. And the Chilkat inquiry is trying to hold the former prime minister to account for basically lying their people into a war. And the Chilkat inquiry has centered on private communications between then-President George Bush and then-Prime Minister Tony Blair to sort of get at the bottom of what's going on. And now, of course, they're saying, no, you can't have these memos. You can't have this communication. It would jeopardize U.S.-UK relations, meaning that the United States would be really angry and unhappy if Britain officially acknowledged that the war was not about weapons of mass destruction, especially in an election year. They're still trying to maintain the official story, even though nobody believes it anymore. It's another theater piece. You know, come on, guys. We know you lied. And all you're doing with all this cover-up stuff is proving you're not manly enough to stand up and say, yeah, we lied. Which underscores Kerry's comment, Edward Snowden, you should man up and face the consequences. Well, U.S. government set the example. Tony Blair set the example. George W. Bush set the example. Get up there and say, yeah, we lied you into the war in Iraq. Until we have an honest government in this country, Kerry has no business castigating anybody else about lack of manliness. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security are trying to keep secret the databases regarding the use of drones from the American people. It's all secret. They're doing things they do not want you to know about. And that tells you these are bad things they're doing, because if they were doing something good, it would be headline on all the newspapers. It would be the lead story in the corporate media TV shows. All this stuff that's being kept secret is being kept secret for a reason. They know you will not agree. They know it's not legal. They know it's not constitutional. They know it's war crimes. Now, getting on over to the Ukraine, the situation there is really very tense. Russia Today had a report out earlier basically saying it looks like Poroshenko, who doesn't really have that much political experience, is trying to come out and prove that he's a tough guy and he's going to take steps. And he's talking about, you know, where, you know, the enemies of the Ukrainian people were, and which are more Ukrainian people. And he's just trying to absolutely bring down the hammer to prove that he's a new tough guy. What he's actually proving is he is a new dictator. Ukraine has a brand new dictator installed by force, legitimized, so they say, with an obviously fraudulent election. Remember, we had the pictures of those transparent ballot boxes in Ukraine with stacks of neatly folded ballots already in the bottom of them, which does not happen when you're putting ballots in one at a time from the top. They don't form themselves into nice little cubic blocks of paper. Now, interesting story coming out of Rio Novosti, is that Poroshenko's own wealth is going to get in the way of him doing anything good for the people of Ukraine, because apparently they don't have anything like a blind trust. He's allowed to have all of his money, and he is going to be making his decisions based on where his investments lie. And they make a very interesting comment from Sam Pizzagatti, who's at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C. You know, just because you're very rich doesn't make you smart or wise. You're just somebody who's rich. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Craig is in the control room.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha. Whoops, we're getting a bad echo coming back from, okay, looks like it's gone away. We're going to take a phone call. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, quite a few things. First of all, I wanted to say something really quick. It's kind of funny that if you support the, say, pro-Russians or the anti-neo-fascists over there in Ukraine, that those rebels to the U.S. government are bad, bad, bad. But
yes,
the Syrian rebels, paid for through our tax dollars and backed by Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, now those are good, good, good. You know, it just, it's hypocrisy. Anyway.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, you've got Obama is out there saying that, you know, the Syrian government is killing the Syrian people, therefore we have to attack and invade Syria and give them what for. But the junta in Ukraine is killing Ukrainian people, so we've got to send them more bullets and bombs and weapons to help them do that. And, you know, it amazes me that the White House propaganda corps doesn't seem to understand that out here in the real world, when you put those two things together, it's obvious, you know, there's something else going on other than we are the moral leader of the world and the world's policeman and everything.
It's actually immoral. Anyway, the reason I called, though, Mike, I mean, that issue just drives me insane. But anyway, you remember a while back when they had the announcement that there's the SSL, the secure sockets on these web pages were compromised?
Yes.
The security certificates. Well, here's a thesis on mine. If you're asked to change your passwords, could, in fact, then that might be a reason that they want you to change your password just so that they can intercept that and get you a new password?
Who knows? I mean, a little further in the show, I was going to talk about this, but cybercrime has gone through the roof in this country. They're now saying that basically over this last year, half of all the adult computer users in America were the victim of some kind of a hack. I know they got my wife last Christmas through the little chip in her credit card. And, you know, where is this mighty NSA that's monitoring all of our computer traffic and everything? Why can't they find these guys? Or, alternatively, is this the NSA doing it, trying to mess up the system leading to a virtual 911 where the government will say, well, we have to take back complete control of the Internet to deal with the cybercrime? And it turns out it's the NSA. Because, you know, again, look for what should be there and isn't. And right now, the NSA is dealing with so much bad press. You know, they would love an opportunity to be able to show to the American people that they're actually capable of doing something useful, like getting these hackers, finding these hackers, finding the bozos who are locking up iPhones and iPads right now and demanding ransom. And we don't hear a peep from the NSA. The two don't go together. Something's very wrong about this.
Yeah, it's like they announce a new virus, go out and buy a new virus program like that. You know, it's commerce. It's to drive people into purchasing things.
Well, it's the old mafia protection racket, you know. You got to buy protection for your computer or something bad going to happen. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Mike. Take care. Okay.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. All right. Now, getting on back to the Ukraine. Interim Prime Minister Yatsenyuk is touring Germany trying to sort of mollify concerns over this sanction war crushing not only Ukraine's economy but that of Germany as well. But everywhere he's going, he's being met with these protests where the protesters are shouting that he's a terrorist and a killer. So they're definitely losing the PR war on this one. Now, the people's mayor, the separatist mayor in Slavyansk, is saying that body count, as you were, of the Ukrainian soldiers is now over 1,000. They've reported shooting down 2, 3, maybe even as many as 4. They're waiting on confirmation of the helicopters. And basically what they're dealing with is these Ukrainian soldiers on the side of Kiev, they are not at all enthusiastic about having to go out and kill their fellow countrymen. Now, Poroshenko is already out there trying to spin that the separatists aren't real Ukrainians, that they're really Russians, and therefore it's okay to hate them and dehumanize them and go shoot them. But it's not really working at all. And how long has this been going on? And they still can't gain any ground. And then Poroshenko is resorting to tactics and methods that are bringing down the condemnation of the world on him. Apparently, 7 children were injured in Slavyansk when the Ukrainian army shelled a residential area. There's no reason to shell. You know, you're supposed to be picking legitimate military targets. And they're just basically raining destruction down. It's a war of terror. We're going to blow up everything, blow up your schools, blow up whatever. And it's still not working. We just got this story that came out of it's a YouTube video, and I just put it up on whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, 100 Ukrainian police officers have changed sides to the Russian separatists. They got a major problem with desertion. Kiev is already resorting to conscription. They're just grabbing young men off the streets and putting them in uniforms and say, you go shoot them here. And evidence has now surfaced that Ukraine's armed forces, the Kiev forces, are using internationally banned ammunition. Now, when there is a war, by international treaty and convention, you're only supposed to use certain types of ammunition, full metal jacket, that minimizes the expansion when the bullet hits the person. But apparently, the Ukrainian Kiev forces are using expansion bullets, exploding bullets, hollow points, you know, the kind of stuff the U.S. government is buying to point at you. These are all violations of international law. And again, we get back to this horrible hypocrisy coming out of the White House. Syria's government is killing Syrians, so the U.S. has to invade. Ukraine's junta, which wasn't elected, is killing the Ukrainian people, so we have to give Kiev more weapons and bullets and bombs. This doesn't make any sense at all. And it's a reminder that Washington, D.C.'s propaganda campaign has lost any sense of a consistent, coherent narrative. And I think one of Washington, D.C.'s biggest mistakes they've made, and we should be glad that they made it, is they sort of contracted the propaganda out to advertising agencies and marketing companies who aren't used to thinking about maintaining a consistent storyline across multiple years. It's all about the latest commercial, 30 seconds on the air, and 2 weeks from now, everybody's forgotten that, and we're selling ads for the competing product. And they just flip back and forth and focus group everything. But whoever's in charge of this has forgotten that for a propaganda campaign to work against the people, it has to present the illusion of a consistent reality that can be trusted and believed in. And when you have all of these flip-flops and the terrorists are bad over here and the terrorists are good over here because they're working for us and these obvious contradictions, it's just broadcasting. These are all lies. And you shouldn't believe a single one of them. Now, Russia has announced that they have captured a group of Ukrainian, meaning Kiev, operatives inside Crimea. And apparently they were going to start carrying out terrorist attacks in an attempt to destabilize Crimea and bring it back into the Ukraine, which, of course, is as soon as he won his phony election, Poroshenko's out there saying, I will bring Crimea back to the Ukraine. And apparently they were going to try and play that little destabilization game down there. And the Russian security services caught them at it. Now, over in Great Britain, their defense committee chief is basically saying that the West will have to build new military bases to deter Putin. They're bringing back the Cold War. We can't even afford what they're doing now, and they're already out there saying, oh, you've got to give us all your money. We've got to build more military bases and more weapons, and you know, we've got to keep the Russians away. They're replaying the script from the 1950s. You know, Russians are bad, and you've got to give us your money and your children, or the Russians are going to get you. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you're probably aware, in all of this and sanctions that, and it's going back and forth. The U.S. is not really forming any kind of a coalition that wants to go ahead with this economic nonsense. And France had announced that they were going to complete their contract with Russia regarding these two Mistral helicopter carrier ships that Russia had contracted for from French companies, and basically they don't want to have a reputation for reneging on the deal on the international level here. Well, apparently the U.S. government is trying to do some major arm twisting, telling France, no, don't you sell these to Russia, you have to sell them to NATO. And it's none of the U.S. government's business to tell the government of France what to do, even though we've been hearing about this so-called U.S. exceptionalism, where they're still operating in Washington, D.C., like they've got the right to tell the rest of the world how to run their business when they clearly can't even run this country. It's the absurdity of it all. Now, a story coming out of RIMF.com, the International Monetary Fund is already at work inside Ukraine, urging austerity. You must have austerity so you can pay back all the money that we loaned you with the usurious interest on top of it. It's time for austerity, like there's anything left after all the shelling going on over there in the East. And basically, this insistence on austerity is a major threat to Ukraine's chance of economic survival. But these bankers don't care. They just want more money for themselves, and they don't care if countries like Cyprus and Greece and France and Italy and all these other countries are driven down to abject poverty. In fact, they think that's the world is supposed to be. They have all the wealth, and everybody else is living in squalor and paying rent on it. That's their goal for the New World Order. Now, remember, earlier in the week, we were reporting that after all this overthrow and all the coup d'etat and the installation of a junta by force and starting a civil war in Ukraine to get them into the European Union, now Poroshenko is backing off and saying, wait a minute, we depend on exports to Russia. And we can't take that economic hit. If we join the EU, we've got absolutely no guarantees that we can sell our export products to Europe or the United States of America. By the way, Kiev did make a partial payment to Russia on their outstanding debt on the oil and gas. Three quarters of a billion, about 20% of what they owe. And so now, of course, if Russia shuts off the gas, you know, Russia's the bad guy. We made a payment. They can't turn us off now. We mentioned this earlier in the week, but it's worth a recap now. Obama is now getting ready to deploy U.S. military advisors in Syria. That's how Vietnam started, with advisors. We're sending over advisors. They're not actually in combat. Of course, if somebody shoots at them, they're allowed to shoot back. Because Syria isn't going very well. The U.S. has been in there covertly for 3 years trying to get Assad out. It looks like Assad is going to just sweep this next election based on the early results coming in from the Syrian refugees living in Lebanon. And when he wins re-election, it's going to completely undermine the entire U.S. public justification for being in Syria. Oh, he's an evil, cruel tyrant. His people hate him. We have to save the Syrian people from the evil Assad. You know, but we have to help the government in Kiev just murder all of their people who don't like the fact that an unelected government took control of their country and is already bowing to the IMF for austerity. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. By the way, little definition here. When you yourself decide to live a simpler, less expensive lifestyle, that's austerity. When the government and bankers come in and tell you you have to live a simpler, less expensive lifestyle so that you can give them more money, that's dictatorship. Apparently over at Frontline, they've run another story showing how the Obama administration is supplying weapons to terrorists in the Middle East, as long as the terrorists will do the U.S. bidding. They're sort of, you know, terrorists here are bad, terrorists here are good. And again, when you have these obvious contradictory policies and agendas, it craters the credibility of the U.S. government. Down in Spain, you're probably aware that the Catalonian Independence Party did very well in the European Parliament elections. Now Spain's Basque region is proclaiming their right to self-determination. They want to break off and form a new country. And remember, it is in that charter of the United Nations that all people have a natural, pre-existing right to self-determination. If your government is not doing a good job for you, the people, you have a right to basically say, all right, we're going to form our own country. We're going to go off and do something here. And, of course, the United States position is, no, 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 we are committed to preserving the territorial integrity of national boundaries, which is going to come back to haunt them because we're getting word that Israel is considering outright annexation of the West Bank, which will change all those national borders. And we'll be back in another set of double standards and hypocrisy from the White House that, you know, changing the Ukrainian borders is bad, but changing the borders of Israel is good. Latest poll, the French president, Holland, his popularity has hit an all-time record low. And, you know, I'm seeing something very bizarre in all of these primaries here in the United States of America, because we know from polls that approval of members of Congress is at an all-time low, and yet somehow the incumbents are somehow magically coming up with voting majorities to keep their jobs. There's a disconnect there between the expressed public distrust and opposition of Congress and the ringleaders in Congress somehow magically winning their elections again. There's something going on there. Now, a lot of people are very concerned over the latest directive from the White House, 3025.18, which authorizes the use of military force against U.S. citizens on American soil during times of unrest. Ever since they started buying all these submachine guns and hollow point bullets, been telling you the U.S. government is preparing to declare war on the states and the American people. This is another indication. This directive is a flagrant violation of posse comitatus, which makes it illegal to deploy U.S. military forces against Americans on American soil. This is the reason they've been militarizing the civilian police, giving them tanks and body armor and automatic weapons and flashbang grenades that they can throw into babies' cribs and all the rest of that stuff to try and sort of get around, weasel around that limit. But now the president, forget posse comitatus. I'm going to authorize U.S. military force against American citizens on American soil. And this basically, I think, hammers home the agenda that the U.S. government cannot run this country the way they're supposed to under the Constitution any longer. And they don't want to resign. They don't want to give up their well-paying, cushy government jobs. They don't want to give up the perks. They don't want to give up, you know, that party town, Washington, D.C., Sodom on the Potomac. And they've clearly gone off the constitutional reservation. And I will maintain that the federal government is legal and legitimate only when it is in compliance fully and completely with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're trying to convince you that they can go the other way. It's, oh, it's a good thing when we take away your right to freedom of speech. It's a good thing when we take away your right to peacefully assemble. It's a good thing when we spy on you all the time. It's a good thing when we take away your guns. No, it isn't. And you look at how hard they're trying to push that. And, you know, thankfully, they're getting a huge pushback from the American people who just are fed up. Alrighty, looking over at mygold.co down in New Zealand, former Bundesbank vice president is saying, yeah, now's the time to be getting physical silver, physical gold. And he says this current international private central banking cartel is a pure fiction. It's an absolute, complete scam designed to strip the real wealth away from the people and put it in the pockets of these private bankers. And he's out there saying that all this quantitative easing, currency debasement, interest rates at zero, and all the bubbles that have been built up to make the insiders rich and dump the losses on those who got to the party too late, shows it's just one gigantic fraud and scam. And that's why when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, right at the very top, the absolute last thing that should ever be allowed to happen in the new nation is for a privately owned central bank to be given control of the nation's money supply. Cannot, will not allow that to happen. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops that go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we know the United States government has a bad habit of sort of rigging the various indicators of the economy to get the best results, especially in an election year. We know about this horrible fraud they have been perpetuating by claiming the unemployment rate is 6-7%, and that's complete nonsense. Going over to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics' own website, and we take the number of Americans who are willing and able to work. Obviously, that excludes children and retirees and those with disabilities. And you get a number. And then you look at the number of people who do not have jobs. And it actually turns out the real jobless rate in the United States of America is close to 60%. That's a 6 with a 0 after it. They love to fudge the numbers. Now, in the rate of inflation, they pointedly exclude fuel costs and food, and these are the areas most susceptible to inflationary price increases. But they leave those out so they can say, oh, the inflation, it's not too bad. You know, with the Federal Reserve creating trillions of dollars out of thin air and pouring it all over Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and they say, oh, there's no inflation going on here. There's very little inflation. Story coming out of Blacklisted News, U.S. food inflation is running at 22%. And my wife and I are certainly seeing that here, both for the food that we are buying for ourselves and for the food we're trying to acquire for these food programs we are supporting. We've seen the prices just going right through the roof. And we have 5 years of the federal government insisting that despite a $3.5 trillion increase in monetary expansion, the inflation rate is below 2%. That's complete nonsense. Now, the Department of Agriculture is trying to claim that the food inflation is caused by the drought conditions in California, which are severe. The infrastructure is falling apart out there, and usable water is pouring into places it's not needed. But last year's drought was actually worse, and food prices fell by 6%. The real problem is Federal Reserve monetary stimulus is creating inflation. There's no way that you can create that much money out of thin air and not have inflation. And because the United States is a net importer of food from other countries and the dollar is losing value, that's the reason the prices are going up. Plus, there's the normal rule of inflation. When you have too much cash chasing around too few goods and services, prices are going to rise. Prices are always going to rise to absorb the available cash flow. That's just the way these pricing strategies work in these stores. Now, the chief executive officer of BlackRock, Larry Fink, is pointing to a new potential villain in this whole economic house of cards. We know about the derivatives problem, record level exposure on derivatives. It's going to all blow up the instant anybody in Europe goes bankrupt and defaults. It's all going to start coming apart here. But he is pointing at what are called leveraged exchange traded funds that he says have major structural problems that make them very vulnerable. In fact, he said this alone could blow up the whole industry. Because all of these financial corporations on Wall Street and around the world, all the money junkies, they're not creating these financial offerings to serve the general good, the nation, or the people. These are just the latest scam that pours lots of money into their pockets and then dumps the losses on those who got too late to the party or through bailouts on the general population. That's what they do. That's all that they do. Even after the meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008, they're still out there bundling mortgages. They're bundling student loans. They're even bundling home alarm contracts to offer as investments. Now, I made an oblique reference to this a little bit earlier, but I want to go into this in a lot more depth. This is a horrible, horrible story. It's all over the net right now. Basically, it involves a police SWAT team raid on a house. And apparently there was some drug dealing going on. Undercover agents had purchased some drugs. They're not even saying what they are. And then the SWAT team came back to execute a no-knock warrant. And one of the SWAT team officers tossed a flashbang grenade in through the window into the crib of a 19-week-old little baby. And it went off right in front of the kid's face. The kid is now in the hospital. He's in a medically induced coma. They can't even at this point let him wake up because of the pain he's going to be in. This militarization of the police has just reached absurd levels. There are ways to carry out these kind of raids without harming innocent people. And don't forget, the ADL is now including in their promotional literature their pride that they are involved in the training of America's police force. So if you're wondering why the American police are now treating the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians, you know why. And as we suffer more and more of these kinds of abuses, we have to realize this is what Palestine deals with every single day at the hands of the Israeli government. Whatever happened to check your targets, protect the innocent? Whatever happened to use force only when necessary? But they're doing these full-on assaults on these houses for dealing a little whatever it was they were dealing. And I'm not saying it was right for them to deal with it, although obviously the war on drugs is here to basically crush out the competition of the big players, meaning the CIA. But they basically tossed a flashbang grenade into the crib with this little kid. They're supposed to be better than that. And I got to tell you right now, at this point, rather than see more innocent people get killed, I think it's time that we rescind this whole no-knock dynamic entry approach. Remember, since 9/11, the American police departments have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists have. But we're supposed to go along with it because, after all, the police mean well. The terrorists have bad intentions, so we should condemn them. But the police mean well, even when they carry out these atrocities. So we're supposed to look the other way. Now, down in Albuquerque, which has become the focal point of all of this awareness of police brutality going completely out of control. And by the way, the autopsy on that homeless man showed he was shot in the back. Apparently, he had already surrendered and was coming down the hill with the police when they just, for some reason, opened fire on him. And those Albuquerque Police Department officers who are at the center of this whole scandal, they're temporarily off the force. They're still getting their pay. They're on a paid vacation. Maybe that's why they shot the guy. Said, oh, man, I'm getting tired. I need a paid vacation. Boom, we'll shoot him. We'll get, you know, a month of paid vacation off. Which brings us to the incident in Santa Barbara. Because, I mean, with all this dynamic entry and taser and shoot first and ask questions later, apparently when the police were called by Elliot Rogers' parents, worried about these videos he was making, and the police showed up and said, he seems like he's okay. And they're now admitting they did not even look at the videos that had prompted the phone calls. They basically came in, said, he's okay, and they walked on out. Now, that strikes me as a little odd. This is Northern California, where they shoot you in the head with a tear gas canister if you don't like banks. And they came in, talked to him for 10 minutes, and said, he's fine, and they left. This is really beginning to stink. In fact, it reminds me very much of this story that came out about how Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton worked to keep Boko Haram off the government's terrorist watch list, meaning they're a controlled, useful asset. And it sounds like maybe because of these videos online, they had sort of already picked up on this kid as being a really good patsy for another staged mass shooting. And that's why the cops had this hands-off attitude. Remember, there are eyewitnesses to a second person in that BMW doing the actual shooting. We got to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be right back.